Hey, hey, my lovely listeners. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Kel's Unfiltered. I want to thank all my friends and my family and everybody else who just tunes in and listens to me every week, because without you, I wouldn't be doing this every week, I guess you could say. So, before I jump into things, I want to thank my girl Nizza for doing my beat. If you have not checked her out yet, she's on SoundCloud. I think she's also like in the Apple iTunes store. Like, you could purchase her beats, if I'm not mistaken. I will double check that and get back to you guys next week on that note. But if you like her beats and you want her to do a beat for you, you could definitely hit her up on her Gmail. It's nizzabeats@gmail.com. So, I mean, there's so much stuff going on around the world. So, I want to start off with the Grammys. The Grammys was this week. It was good. I was, flipping channels because I was watching, like, my show during the commercials. And I'm not a big live TV person. So, I can't do commercials too much. But, I did catch Sia's performance. I thought it was awesome, and I think she did really good. Kanye West, I love the song that he had. I thought it was really, really good. Excuse me, I was like eating a Halls. I'm like kind of sick, a little bit, like getting sick. I guess you could say I'm trying to fight it. Let's see who wins. Anyways. Okay, so yeah, this Kanye West performance, I really liked it. I like the song more than I liked the performance itself. But I thought Madonna looked great. I thought she was like awesome. I mean, geez, I would kill to look like her. Like when I hit her age, like she looked wonderful. There was more performances, of course. Usher performed. Sam Smith performed with Mary J. Blige. He won like mad Grammys too. He did really good. He racked up. Beyonce went to church on people. I mean, it's awesome, awesome, awesome show. I thought they really did good with the Grammys. I didn't talk about Super Bowl Sunday last week. The Patriots won. It's good for them. We know that wouldn't have happened if the Giants were in there, obviously. But, I mean, not all of us could be, you know, the Giants. So, I mean, but they better watch out next year if they go to the big dance and the Giants are there. Because, obviously, they're not going to win. It's like one hurdle they can't get over. But in football news, Aaron Hernandez, I guess he's going to go on trial, and his fiance was granted immunity so that she could testify against him in court. So he used to be a New England Patriots player, for those of you who do not know who Aaron Hernandez is. What else? Speaking Super Bowl, Katy Perry, she did awesome. I think that was like the best halftime performance in a very long time. I have to chime in on it. She did her thing. And when Missy came out, it was awesome. Like, it was a very, very good halftime show. I mean, they haven't had a good halftime show in a while. A lot of people probably ain't gonna like me after I say this, but I'm not a big Beyonce fan, so like, I'm not in the beehive. So when, you know, her Super Bowl performance came out, I guess, I wasn't too, like, you know, So, I don't know. Anyways, I guess that's enough on the, like, big, like, you know, Super Bowl, Grammys. I guess that's that on that front. What else is going on? I was just reading the Cosmopolitan, if I'm not mistaken, and John Legend has an education charity, and if you donate $10 you are entered into a like a thingy where you could win him coming to sing at an event of your choosing. So like if your name gets pulled, he could sing at your wedding or your graduation or your birthday, whatever. And like, who wouldn't want John Legend to sing at anything for them? I mean, I want to go donate $10 to this like 100 times so that I could just probably just maybe get him to sing at my wedding, you know, whenever I renew my vows or something, you know, like something like that. Like, oh my God, he's so gifted. I would totally, totally die if he would just, you know, if I would be the person to win that particular, you know, raffle. I guess it's a raffle kind of thing. In the WWE front, I mean, let's see. There's like a lot of things going on in WWE. First, Fastlane, their pay-per-view is coming up. And for the WWE heads, the WWE Network is free for the month of February. So that means you get the WWE Fastlane pay-per-view for free. So, and if you do pay, you know, you pay $9.99. So, like, a month. I mean, I think it's better than paying $50. I mean, that's what a WWE goes for on a cable TV nowadays. So, I mean, $9.99 versus $50. Yeah, like, you know, that's like 5 pay-per-views. So, like, I don't know. If you're still watching on pay-per-view, you're insane. Just get the network for $9.99. And, you know, definitely do it now because it's for free right now. So, at Fastlane, I'm really looking forward to the Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns kind of thing. I like how they're doing them. But, I hear that at WrestleMania, they're going to turn it into a triple threat match. That's what I've been reading online. I don't know how true that is. So, we'll find out, I guess, once that, you know, comes closer. Sting versus Triple H. This past Monday Night Raw, the whole Sting versus Triple H. Triple H was calling Sting out, and the Sting came out, whatever. That, I mean, that wasn't Sting. I called it, and then, like, my husband's like, that was Sting. And I'm like, dude, if you believe that was Sting, you're insane. But it wasn't Sting. They have, like, little pictures online or whatever. I'm waiting for Randy Orton to come back. I'm, like, heartbroken every Monday night that he doesn't come back. Because I know he's not going to come back during the SmackDown. I hear that he's doing live event, like, lives. So, I'm hoping they put him in TV soon. I miss Randy Orton, like, his little smart comments and his wrestling abilities. Like, that RKO when he does the DDT from the second rope, like vintage Orton. Like, oh, I miss him. I can't wait till he comes back and starts, you know, kicking butt. This is kind of like WWE news, but it's not. Like, okay, so this week Seth Rollins had a picture leak. Well, 2 pictures leak. And from what I was reading, his fiance leaked them because I guess he leaked. Well, they're saying he got hacked, but we don't know how true this is. But let's make pretend he got hacked and leaked a picture of the NXT Diva. That's like the up and coming wrestlers who are going to hit the WWE stage, you know, in the future. So those are the future wrestlers for those of you who don't know who what NXT is. Anyway, so there's an NXT Diva, and I guess he had a nudie pic of her in his phone, and it got leaked, and then his fiance, I guess she caught wind of it, and she decided to post 2 pictures of Seth Rollins' penis. So there's penis shot rolling, you know, around the internet. Yeah, my little pervert itself went over there and tried to find it. I did find it, but they blocked out his junk. So I'm a little upset, but I heard it was small. So I don't know. I honestly don't know if it's small. This is what I hear. Like, they make fun of, you know, the little memes that you see on social media. It's like, what the Seth Rollins girlfriend's like, small junks or whatever. So, like, I don't know. I didn't personally see it for myself. I'm still looking. So, for those of you who know me and know my Twitter, and my Twitter handle is at Kells Unfiltered. I mean, if you have it of his junk without being it being blurred or blocked out, you know, you could hit me up and show it to me. That'd be cool. I mean, I am a little pervy, so I kind of want to see it. Oh. That's not a good thing. I don't know. I'm excited because on March 2nd, 2015, which is like this year, Monday Night Raw is going to be at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. That's my hometown for those of you who don't know me. So I'm excited, and I don't live too far from Newark. So, like, well, I want to say, like, but I got to take a, well, if let's do public transportation. I got to take a bus and a train to get to Newark. It takes me about, on a bus, it takes me 45 minutes to get to the train station. From the train, it takes me 15 minutes. So, like, in total, like, over an hour. But by car, you cut that in half. It's, like, even more than half. I've gotten to Newark in a car, depending traffic, in little as 15, 20 minutes. So, I mean, anyways, the point of that is to say that I will be at Monday Night Raw. And I'm so happy. Me and my husband, we're going. We got our tickets. So, I'm super psyched. Like, and I'm hoping Randy Orton makes his return before March 2nd so that I can see him. I have been to a Monday Night Raw. He was there. I went to a Friday Night SmackDown. He was there. I went to a Live. He was there. I went to Extreme Rules. It was a pay-per-view. He was there. Like, he's been to everyone I went to, and, like, this is probably going to be the first one I go to, and there's not going to be a Randy Orton, and I'm just going to be like, why? But, yes. Other than Randy Orton not being there, I'm super excited. I can't wait. I'm just like, ah! So, that's that on the WWE front. Again, don't forget, if you got a picture of Seth Rollins, you know, you got to hold of that picture of his penis, please send it to me. I like to see it. I like to be the judge of if it's big or small. I'm just saying. If I get one before next week's episode, I will definitely let you guys know if it was a small junk or a big junk. Just saying. That's that on the WWE front. On the GH front, I mean, like, so much is going on in GH. It's, like, so hard to keep up with. I haven't seen it this week completely, but I'll update you on where I'm at. So, the DNA test came back, and the fake Luke, which, aka Fluke, is Luke. Turns out the DNA matches. So, I don't know if they're going to do the whole Luke is brainwashed by Helena thing like Jason. Like, he's conditioned. And that's that. On that note. Or if the guy, the fake Luke, found a way to, you know, get the guy's DNA. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. But as for right now, the fake Luke's DNA came back. And he is Luke. So, I don't know what they're doing there. I guess I was wrong. I thought it was Starvos. Then they had me going with the whole Bill Edgar thing. But that wasn't it either. So, I don't know what's going on there. Jason is slowly getting his memory back. He gets bits and pieces. So, I see him getting his memory back fairly shortly. I mean, he was from, you know, what I read before. He was supposed to get it back before the holidays. But that didn't happen. So, I'm not even going to go off of what I read anymore. I don't know when he's getting his memory back. I know it's coming back slowly but surely. So, he'll get it soon enough. You know, GH, they like to drag things out sometimes. So, but they need to, like, you know, hurry up with that one. Sonny, like, his heroism, I guess, I don't know if I said that word right. His hero, he was so heroic. Whatever. He was like a hero. And the bomb that was on the boat that was placed by Jason, the bomb that was on the Honest Star, Michael took it to take it off the boat, and Sonny took it and he jumped into the water with it, and he survived, and I guess they let him out of jail. So Michael's a little upset about that, because he's like, yo, dude, you should still totally do your time. Who cares that you saved like 100 people? You still killed one person. So you should totally go back to jail. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to do with that. I guess, you know, drag that little story out a little while. Ava is supposedly dead, but they haven't found her body. So I think it's one of those situations like Jason, where they didn't find this, you know, body, and then all of a sudden they pop back up. I know that Kirsten or Kristen Alderson, which is the girl who plays Kiki, she's supposed to be leaving the soap opera. So that means Kiki will be like leaving the soap opera. I guess they're gonna like write her out. I guess that's why they killed her mom. Because there's really no sense of her staying there, because her and Michael are done, and I guess she doesn't want to go with Morgan again, because she left Morgan to be with Michael, and then what's that like, her and Michael having problems and her going back to Morgan? Like, no. So I guess she's leaving the soap. That's what I read, but I also read Jason was going to get his memory back in December, so I don't know. So we'll find out, I guess. But I really think they are going to take her out, because Ava, you know, they supposedly killed her off. And, you know, I think that's going to be her exit out. In other news, 50 Shades of Grey is coming out this week. I am super excited for this situation. I read, like, all three of the books. And, I mean, I read them in like 10 days, and I'm not even kidding. I could not put that book down. So I know the movie is not going to be as good as the book, but from what the commercials are showing, like, they stuck to a lot of the book. So I'm a little excited about it. I'm more excited for it to hit Blu-ray and DVD, because I know they're not going to put a lot in the theaters as they would put in a movie. You'll see a lot of deleted scenes or what should have made the movie, like, you know. So I'm excited about the special features on the Blu-ray of 50 Shades of Grey, but I am definitely gonna be there like front row, like, woo, opening day. In the theater by my house, they're actually showing a showing of it on Thursday night. They have two showings here in Bayonne, one at 8 and one at 9, if I'm not mistaken. So, I'm trying to make it to that one, but if not, I'll definitely go on Friday. This week is Valentine's Day, which is Saturday. My hubby, he has to work. But I'm going to bake like a cake, a pink velvet cake. That's just, instead of red velvet. Well, it's red velvet flavor, but it's like pink. So, pink velvet. My favorite color is pink. So, I'm going to bake it. It's going to be real nice. We're going to have like a nice little dinner. But I'm going to do this all on Friday, because Saturday he has to work and stuff. So we're basically celebrating our Valentine's Day a day early. I got him a ring or whatever. Like an upgrade to our wedding ring or whatever. I got it for him because he's been asking like, oh, I want a new ring. I want to upgrade me on my ring, blah, 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 upgrade. I'm just like, no. But I did for Valentine's Day. So he'll be getting that or whatever, his little upgrade on his ring. Oh, I hope he likes it. It's all black. It's really nice. And that's pretty much it, like, where that's concerned. Parenthood, they gave the last episode. And I know I said in not last week's podcast, but the one before that, that the dad was going to die. And he did. Spoiler! I should have said spoiler before that for my listeners who who haven't seen the episode yet, he did die. It was so sad. I cried a little bit. I was just like, oh. But the reality is, that's what would have happened in real life. And I like shows that they're kind of real. Like, they don't keep them alive because, you know, it's going to be a happy ending. Let's be honest, that's what would have happened in life. So I like that. I like that they did that. Snooki and Jay Wow had their final episode of their show. I was like, I can't believe it. It's over. But, I mean, Snooki has her own podcast. It's called Naturally Nicole. If you don't hear it, you should. It's really funny. She's really funny on there. So, like, you can always hear what's going on with her there. She has a website. She also does things like on, what's that thing? Etsy. She has her own little Etsy store. So, like, I mean, you can always keep in, like, tabs on her. Even though her show's over, you know, there's different ways to, like, see what's going on with her. So, I mean, I'm happy in that sense. I love Snooki. I think she's so cool. And I love how, I feel like she's a strong individual. You know what I'm saying? Like, she persevered against everything. Like, you know, you say something about her, she'll give you the finger and tell you to go screw yourself. Like, whatever. You don't gotta like her. And she doesn't care. And I love that. So, I was sad to see the show to be over, but I'm also happy to see her in her next chapter in her life. She's married, got two kids, like, she grew up. She isn't that party girl from the shore no more. So, that's nice. You kind of relate to her. I'm not the party girl I used to be. I'm a mom married with two kids myself. So, it's, you know, pretty cool. There is a new show coming on ABC. It's called Fresh Off the Boat. I'm, like, super excited to see this show. It looks really, really funny. So, it's, like, about an Asian family. And the mom, she's, like, really funny. In one of the episodes, like, they're going grocery shopping. And she's, like, walking down the aisle. And the lady was like, would you like a free sample? And she's like, this whole thing? And the lady's like, yeah. She takes the whole thing and puts it in her little basket. And she's like, yeah, thank you. And the lady's looking at her like, no, I meant like one thing off the plate. But, you know, it's like the way she did it, it was super hilarious. That's the commercial. I was like, I have to see it. I got to give it a try. I watch a million shows. Like, I have them recorded on my TiVo. And then I sit down and binge watch. So, yeah, I want to definitely see that show. I'm looking for a new show to watch on Netflix. I like to binge watch on my some shows. So, like, I just finished watching Switched at Birth. And I love that show. It had me hooked from the first episode. I was just like, holy snap, bam, first episode. You got me like this, like, first episode, first 10 minutes. I was just like, immediately intrigued. I loved it. It still gives on ABC Family, so I'm like caught up. I caught up with all the seasons, and now, like, I watch it on TV every week, so it's pretty cool. Teen Mom, the original girls, which I guess you call it Teen Mom OG, the original gangsters, no, original girls, that's supposed to come back in March. They have Amber Portwood, Caitlin Lau, and Macy Bookout. Those are the original girls. They didn't bring back Farrah. I wouldn't have brought her back either. She's a little weird. No, no judgment. It's, come on. Anybody who knows Farrah or knows what they see, gotta agree. She was a little out there. But, yeah, they're all coming back except her. So, I'm actually a little excited for Teen Mom OG because of the simple fact that when Teen Mom came out, I was a new mom. I wasn't a teen mom, but I was a young mom. So, to see those girls, like, who originated the show come, well, they started with 16 and pregnant, and then it turned to Teen Mom. But to see them come back and how they grew, you know, how they grew into, you know, who they are today and everything that Amber went through and the person she became and how she's so much better. That's like, I like to see those kind of things. Like, I went through all this and now I'm here and I'm a good person. So I'm, you know, excited to see that. So that's pretty much it on the shows. I'm looking for a new show on Netflix to watch, like to binge watch. So if anybody has any recommendations, they could definitely send me the recommendation on Netflix. If you have Netflix, you know, like the little your friend recommends you watch this. Like, send me those. If not, tweet me. Tell me what you recommend. Facebook message me. And if you're my family, you could definitely text me or call me. And if I don't answer, well, I don't want to talk to you. Easy as that. So, just kidding. Actually, no, I'm lying. There's one more show I have to talk about before I move to other news. That is How to Get Away with Murder. Oh my god, this show is freaking awesome. So, spoiler alert. I have to say that. Spoiler alert. So, as all of you know, Annalise knows the kids killed Sam, okay? And, well, Sam's sister came back for episode 2 of this current season they're giving. And she's like, yo, like, where's my brother? What is going on? My brother did not kill that girl. Blah, 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 blah. Annalise is like, look at the evidence. It comes to find out the girl was pregnant and the baby was Sam's. And he was trying to convince her to get an abortion. So, it's still not clear if he killed her, but all evidence does point that he killed her. So, I'm just like, I'm super excited to find out if he really did kill her, but I'm guessing they're gonna have a twist in this, and he wasn't the one who killed the girl. So, we'll find out, but Ham's sister was not giving up. She's like, yo, where's my brother? I know you know where my brother is, blah, blah, blah. So, Annalise, at the end of episode 2, is just like, look, your brother ran because he murdered someone. And he knows he murdered that person. And he ran. All evidence points to it. And but so at the end, she was like, you really don't know where Sam is, do you? And Annalise was like, no, I don't. And his sister was like, I was really hoping that you told me you knew where he was at. And you had him hiding and he was safe. But here's the kicker. They found his body. They found his remains. They tested it. And they know it's Sam. And the kids are like, holy moly. But if everybody remembers, they put the body in a dumpster. And they didn't do what was told of them. And that was to put the body in an incinerator. They should have did it. But they didn't. They didn't listen. So I am like super excited to find out how this turns out, but I'm like also mad at the same time because of the fact that there's like 2 episodes left in this season. And it's like, what the hell, this just came back. How are you even like, where do you do that at? Like, what? It's like 4 episodes and that's it. And I'm just like, whatever. So I need to find out, when is season 2 coming back? How long y'all gonna have me withdrawing for? That's the real question. But I guess, I mean, I'm really excited. I love Thursday. Anyways, so I'm super excited for this next episode. And that's pretty much it on the show's front. In other news, really sad, actually. Bobby Christina, she's been on life support for like, I want to say over a week now. And they plan on pulling the plug on the 11th. Which is okay, so the 11th marks, if I'm not mistaken, 2 years. No, I'm lying. I think it's 3 years since Whitney Houston died. So Bobby Christina is, for those of you who don't know, Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston's daughter. They found her, like, unconscious in her house. And she's been in a medically induced coma, and she has minimal, I'm not keeping up, but last time I heard, like, minimal to no brain activity going. So basically, they're gonna pull the plug on the same day of her mother's anniversary. Like, they said that they wanna, like, put the mother and daughter, like, so they could be reunited together. Like, it brings, you know, some type of, like, it brings peace to them to know that they're going to be reunited together, like, on the same day as the mother passing or something like that. So, it's the anniversary of the mother's death on the 11th, and they're planning on pulling the plug the 11th at the stroke of midnight. I mean, my prayers and best wishes go out to that family. It really sucks to just, like, lose someone. Bobby Christina is so young, so it's just like it's messed up. But I mean, there's really not much, you know, you could do but pray for the family, pray for them to get peace and, you know, comfort during this, like, really hard time. I personally don't, this has nothing to do with Bobby Christina, but I am a person, like, I usually say I'm praying for you. Like, a lot of people, like, when someone passes, they'll be like, oh, my condolences, I'm sorry for your loss. Like, you'll see it and hear it a million times, trust me. Like, when my mom died, and my uncle died, and my other uncle died, and my grandfather died, and my dad died, like, I had so many deaths in my family. But when everybody, like, when somebody dies, I'm like, everybody always comes up to me, oh, I'm sorry for your loss, oh, my condolences. And it's like, shut up. And I know people are not doing it to be mean, but, like, please shut up. You don't know how many, like, the 10, you know, the 20 people that came before you, yeah, they said the same thing, bro. So I never tell people, I'm sorry for your loss, I give you my condolences, or I never say anything like that. I always just say, I'm praying for you, and I hope you can get through this tough time. Something like that. Like, I know they hear that, but you'll hear, I'm sorry for your loss and my condolences 20 times more than I'm praying for you. So, like I said, I send all my prayers to that family, and may they get through this tough time, because it's a sad situation. Honestly, it's a sad situation. I mean, that's pretty much it. I do actually want to start this thing where in my show, I'm going to do birthday shout-outs. Like, you know, once a month or something. Or maybe once every 2 weeks. Because I can't, I mean, like, I don't want it to be like, for example, February 1st. And I'm, like, doing, like, 30 birthday shout-outs. So, I want to do, like, a birthday shout-out thing, and I just wish everybody a happy birthday for that week, or maybe I'll do it weekly. That's what I'll do, because I only do one episode a week. But since I started it today, I have to do 3 birthday shout-outs, and I have to go back to the 1st of February, because it was my mom's birthday. So, I'm going to happy birthday to my mom, my little angel who's in heaven watching over me. I hope they had, like, really, like, a lot of fun in heaven and celebrated her birthday. I don't know if that happens up there, but if it does, happy birthday. My aunt, which is my mom's sister, her birthday was on the 8th. So, happy birthday to her. My other aunt, which is, she was my mom's, you know, one of her best friends, and she's my best friend's mom. Her name is Nina. So, Titi Nina, happy birthday to you. Her birthday's a 10. My bestie, she has been my bestie for, like, oh my god, over a decade now. Her birthday is the 13th, which is Friday the 13th. Some people say it's bad luck, some people say it's good luck. I think it's just a great day because my bestie was born. So, happy birthday, boo-boo. I love you, Dominique. And hope that all your birthday wishes come true. And for next week, just in case, it's only one birthday, so I might as well get out of the way now. My cousin, Melissa, it's her birthday, so happy birthday to you. And may you continue to be blessed. I mean, she has the most cutest little girl and the most cutest little boy in the world. Like, I think she has the cutest kids ever. And she's pregnant right now with her third baby, and it's another little girl, so I wish you the best on your pregnancy, and happy birthday, lovey. And that's it for now. Next week, I'll do the next birthdays for that week. Well, her birthday lands next week, too, but I have to get it out the way now. Just in case. You never know. What if I don't do my thing next week? That's pretty much it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all your support, my listeners. I love you guys so, so much. For those of you who stick with me and listen to me every week. And, yeah, thank you. If you haven't done so yet, please go on my YouTube page and subscribe to me there. Because if you don't have an Apple iPhone, you could listen to me there. You could also find me on Podomatic. Podomatic.com. I'm on there as well, Podomatic. And of course, my iPhone users, I am in the podcast one. I'm in there. So you could definitely subscribe to my podcast and it will download for you automatically. So all you gotta do is like open your podcast app and bam, you subscribe to me. My episodes will be there for you every week. So, like, all you gotta do is open the app and click my thing and I'll be there. And you could hear me. So, if you haven't done so yet, go subscribe. Like my Facebook page. My Twitter. At Kells Unfiltered. Follow me. I follow back. And for those of you who don't know, I'm just that awesome. And I know many of you may not believe me. But this is word to my mom. Lady Gaga follows me on Twitter. The real Lady Gaga. Like, she has a little blue check by her name. Like, yeah, she's real. She follows me. Little old me on Twitter. So I know y'all could follow me too. I'm just saying. If you haven't done so yet. But those of you who have, you're one step ahead of the game. Thank you for listening to me. Good morning. Good night, good evening, whatever time it is that you're listening to me. Thank you. I love you all again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah. Later.